is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah. And I'm happy that Stacey is back with me this week.
Me too.
Much more chipper.
Yes, and actually able to, you know, talk. And, well, we'll see if I can follow a conversation. I still might not be able to do that. But I can talk at least.
But you're in the same room as me, so that makes it much easier to have a conversation. Whereas I was just talking to you, but you weren't here last week.
I was very quiet last week. I didn't have a lot to say.
No.
Yes, no, I am feeling much better. And I'm here to do a very interesting Weird News episode about celebration of weird things, as you would do. I almost feel we should have like a weird cake for this episode.
What would it be, though? Would it just be weird, like weird decorations, or would it be like weird ingredients?
Oh, gosh, I hope not weird ingredients. Because then I wouldn't eat it. And if you're going to put cake in front of me, I want to be able to eat it or I'm really upset.
Yeah.
But now I'm just thinking of, I can't remember which Addams Family movie it is, where they get a cake for Fester that's supposed to have like a girl pop out of it. But she doesn't because they cooked her.
That's the second one. Yeah. You were supposed to bake it before you put the girl in it.
That would be our weird cake. We'd have, you know.
Gross.
Yeah. So anyways, not dead people cakes, but
thankfully, because I might have to say, excuse me, I shall leave you
pass,
to this episode.
Right? But our first story today is about Pikachu.
Okay.
Sarah, were you a Pokemon fan?
I was not, although, as you know, I have bearded dragons who are named after Pokemon characters, but that would be my husband who named them.
Okay. Okay. A whole backstory there that we just don't have time into, but I'm sure we'd be interested. But so I was of an age to like Pokemon, but I just didn't. And so I was actually kind of annoyed when Pokemon Go became a thing and everyone was like, oh, I've got to like quickly go around the corner to catch a thing I can totally not tell you anything about because I don't watch Pokemon. I'm just like, what?
Right.
You have to wait. You're coming. You're going to go where right now? What?
Yep.
But so anyways, Pokemon originated in Japan. And Japan has a history of lots of interesting things. And in 2014, evidently started a Pikachu festival sort of thing.
Okay.
So this is actually called a Pikachu outbreak, which doesn't sound awesome.
Yeah, like it's either an outbreak, like, I don't even know. I have so many thoughts. Go ahead.
I'm thinking of now of zombie Pikachus.
Yeah, zombies. Or I was thinking, my first thought was acne.
More.
Except that's a breakout, but still.
Right. So this started in 2014 in Yokohama's Minato Mirai.
You were doing so good, so confident. You should have just kept going.
I should have. Business District, which is where the first Pokemon Center Superstore was opened. And they've had this now for, 4 or 5 years? And it is amazing watching the video of this. There's, at this year, more than 1,500 Pikachus. At the Pikachu outbreak, which is why it's literally an outbreak.
Right. Now, are these, what kind of Pikachu, are these people in Pikachu costumes? Are they like balloons? Are they different forms of Pikachu? What's going on here?
See, I feel it must be people in Pikachu costumes, but the first video I saw for this was like the Pikachu march or parade, where they're all like marching in step.
That's creepy.
And I'm like, this is Japan. I very easily believe that that's like robots. Like I, especially because of the height of this, it's like if these are people, they're not very tall people or they're like children or teens. Because the Pikachus, the tips of their ears come up to where you see like the woman leading the Pikachu march, her height. Okay. So clearly the people in the costumes have to be a bit shorter because their head must be somewhere in the actual Pikachu head.
Right.
But it's just like, I would not at all be surprised if these are all Pikachu robots.
Pikachu Which again, robots.
Pikachu zombies, Pikachu robots. It's a Pikachu apocalypse movie coming to us. But they're really cute. Again, I was not a Pokemon fan. Pikachu's like one of maybe three I think I could name.
Right. And the only reason that I knew it, I knew this was because, and the only thing that I knew basically about Pikachu was that the, or that Pokemon in general, was Pikachu was yellow, right, and always said Pikachu, and I don't know why I found that so annoying, but I did.
See, I thought he was really cute. I didn't care about anybody else, and I had no clue what his power was and how you called a Pokemon into being, and if they're in a ball, what do you do with them the rest of that? Yeah.
I've since learned more because I've actually watched a few episodes with the hubby, but...
The hubby watches everything.
I know, I know, I know. Random
things with the hubby.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, so this was this theme for the year. They each year has a theme. Last year, the year before, was dancing. Hmm. Something about dancing. And the video for that is amazing. I'll post it on our social media. This year's theme was Science is Amazing.
Nice.
So they had, amongst other things, they had a day march, but they also had a night march, which had like glowing lights and science effects, to the point that I think some of those Pikachus were like holograms or something. Wow. And not physical Pikachus. There were Pikachu boat buses just full of Pikachus.
Nice.
Which in the morning looks awesome, like the Pikachus are coming to, you know, take over and become our new overlords or something.
There are Pikachus in Hawaiian shirts and hats.
Yeah. But then at night, because, you know, they're out on the water, they had to put lights on them, and there's a, like a Pikachu in each window, and the lights like screaming up at their heads. I was like, that looks creepy.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
That is so creepy. The Pikachus are coming to kill us, like gremlins or something. I was like, whose idea was that? Because I'm gonna super question that. But they also had Eevees. I have no idea. I didn't even know this was a different Pokemon. I thought it was just like a different level of Pikachu. Are there levels of Pokemon?
Yeah, they grow up and sometimes they become, like, sometimes their names change.
Right, yeah. Because that was the only one I knew, was Charmander and Charizard. And
right.
So I was like, it looked like just a brown, fuzzy Pikachu,
yes,
to me.
Yes, I saw that as well. And I thought, I don't know what that is, because that apparently was not in any of the episodes that I saw.
Yes. But those are evidently, I'm going to pronounce this Eevee. E-E-V-E-E.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
And they were supposed to have their whole something. And it looked from the video, I saw like they did kind of do it. There was a circling around marching dance thing. But evidently, because Japan is, you know, currently having this heat wave, and these are people in costumes,
yeah, what's up,
during the day, they actually had to cancel that and just make it into a, like, meet and greet. Which I'm still just like, what? Oh yeah, look, I met Eevee. Like, what? And there were lots of Pikachu statues for everyone to take pictures with.
Oh my gosh, the Pikachus on the elevators are cracking me up.
It is amazing. Like, on the one hand, I'm like, this seems a bit obsessive. And also...
It does, but obsessive in kind of like a wholesome... Kind of creepy, but a kind of wholesome way also.
Like a wholesome, creepy, dorky nerd kind of way.
Yeah.
But this is a multi-day festival. It's held from August 10th to 16th. And I'm like, really?
So it's still going on.
You have this like 5-day, 6-day festival for Pikachu? Again, I'm not a Pokemon fan, so I don't understand clearly the full worldwide love for,
right,
Pikachu.
Which is huge. I mean, you just from recent Pokemon Go happenings, yes, we know it's huge.
Well, and it's not even like a Pokemon Fest, which I'm sure there are also those somewhere out in the world. This is solely just about Pikachu.
Just about Pikachu.
And there's 1,500 you managed to convince, and again, this started in Japan, so maybe it's very much beloved in Japan, managed to convince 1,500 people or so who fit in these costumes to come meet Pikachu for a few days. I'm just like,
well, hey, you know, if it's okay, a paycheck, I'll go be Pikachu for a few days.
You want to go to Japan and be paid for, like, you want to go be Pikachu, you want to go be a ninja.
Ninja, exactly.
Be a ninja Pikachu.
Why will nobody let me go to Japan and have some completely random job at a festival?
Well, see, and especially if you were Pikachu, you probably wouldn't have to talk at all.
Exactly.
You just would have to march in time and dance very cutely. And again, I will post this video online because it's fantastic. It's from a few years ago, but the theme for that one is dancing. There are hula Pikachus. There is this choreographed, like, hip-hop duet to a Bruno Mars song on a stage. There were evidently like 5 stages for dancing at this festival. It's just like, yeah, I'm not into Pikachu, but I cannot stop watching this video.
That's
very
hilarious.
Much entranced. So yeah, I don't know, I mean, Japan always a step ahead of us, and the let's just go for it.
Right.
Why not? Somebody's a fan of this, so let's just do a whole festival because,
and clearly it works.
Yeah, and this is very popular, and people, you know, not even Japanese, have been talking about, like, going to... I don't know that I would go to Japan for the Pikachu Festival, but if I happened to be in Japan during this time, I would definitely be like, this is weird enough and also fascinating enough. We need to, like, stop and check this out.
I might, if I were, you know, planning a trip anyway, I might be like, oh, hey, if we're going, yeah, let's try to fit that in. But there are many, many other things that I would also like to see in Japan. Just, sorry, I just got sidetracked by the video.
Sarah is watching the video, and it is so, it's the Pikachu March, and I've seen it a couple of times, and I do not know what to do about it.
Oh, the choreography. Yes. Go, little Pikachus, go.
Like, can you imagine the training for this, of learning the choreography?
Well,
for
just learning Pikachu to dance? Do it in this, you know, because that's a giant head that you're trying to balance.
It is.
You have little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms that aren't going to help you balance very well.
I want to know what, like, the rate of falling over is.
And can you get Pikachu back up?
People. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's what all the, like, people with mics and whistles are for, besides the fact that the Pikachus, you know, you probably couldn't hear them through the mask anyways, are there if Pikachu falls. Sure.
Yeah.
Pikachu helpers.
Yep.
Because it's really all about the Pikachus. We have to support them in whatever way possible. Oh, I can't even believe, like, the 10 years ago me would not even believe I'd be having this conversation. It's like, you really spoke how long about Pikachu? Really? But it is fascinating enough that I'd be like, yeah, I would totally not mind taking, like, a whole day just to wander around that festival.
And I am curious about the addition, because this was the first year for the Eevee outbreak. And are they going to just keep adding in
new Pokemon,
random new Pokemon?
Is there, like, a certain level of cuteness for the Pokemon to have, for it to have its own outbreak?
Right.
Is it become, like, a month-long festival of Pokemon outbreaks? Will this become the new Pokemon Go as Pokemon outbreaks around the... Yeah, lots of questions about
this. Many, many questions. But people seem like they are having a great old time.
Oh, yeah. Possibly the coolest, strangest theme, not even park, that I'd ever want to go to.
Exactly.
Yes. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSNC Weird News Podcast. Our second celebration that we are talking about today is Twins Day Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So this by itself would automatically be like a okay story to me. But then it gets even stranger and or more Hallmarky filmy in that identical twin sisters married identical twin brothers twin festival.
I saw this because I have a friend who has twin daughters and she posted it on Facebook.
So yeah, so when I first saw a video just of the festival, not of the twins who got married, my immediate thought was like, so this is like Escape to Witch Mountain, right? Did you like actually film that at one of these festivals? Because that's what it's making me think of a lot is Escape to Witch Mountain.
The original or the new one?
The middle one. The one... there's one in the 90s that I don't even remember who plays the girl, but the guy is played by the guy who played Brink from the Disney Channel movie.
Oh, that he's now on NCIS?
Is he? I did not know this.
No, Disney Channel movie. Totally think of something else. Never mind.
But also, I thought it was really interesting because the guy who plays, like, the guy who likes his sister and at first doesn't like him is played by the guy who doesn't like him in Brink. So I was like, hey, you guys keep working together. What is this? I don't understand. But yeah, I haven't seen the original or the newest one. I've only seen that one, which I think was made for TV. But that was my thought when I first saw this, because people do, like, no matter the age of the twins, dress identical.
Well, yeah.
If they're identical twins. And I'm just like, I don't have a twin. I always wanted a twin brother, but I don't have one. My sister and I most definitely did not want to be dressed alike, but we're also not twins.
Although if you had a twin brother, you wouldn't be identical. I love that people still ask moms, oh, twins, are they identical? They're boy and girl.
I mean, yeah.
No, they're not identical.
Maybe they don't understand what fraternal twins are, because I totally didn't until I was like 12.
But it makes more sense when they're, you know, I mean, like, okay, yeah, it might be a little more confusing if they're both of the same gender, but if it's one of each, they're not identical.
Well, no, but my thought was they're identical twin boys, identical twin girls, and then there's one with a boy and girl. I did not know you could be, like, both girls and not be identical.
Ah.
And didn't know the Olsen twins were not actually identical until I was, like, in my 20s. And I then felt very betrayed. But so anyways, this is Brittany and Brianna, who married Josh and Jeremy. And I'm already like, this is a made for TV movie.
Okay, can I just interject here? Mm-hmm. I have twin aunts and my grandmother named them Marlene and Darlene.
I'm not sure if that's better.
I love them dearly, but their names did not need to rhyme. And she dressed them alike growing up. But then, yeah, they didn't dress alike in their adult years, but they lived next door to each other for a very long time.
But I feel like not rhyming names, you can at least sort of take a nickname that might be different.
Mar and Dar.
My sister's name and mine, like, sound nothing alike, and yet my family members will still call us one or the other. We're the only, like, my grandmother only has the two granddaughters, and yet we'll still get each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're nothing alike. Don't start with the same letter. Like, we did the least amount to confuse you, and yet still confusion. You're going to name your children with, you know, rhyming and or same letter. Good luck to you. But so anyways, the two twins, sets of twins. See, now my numbers are getting all sorts of confused. They had actually met at the Twin Festival a year previous. Mm. And I just, of course, love that the Twins Day Festival is held in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Of course it
is. Because where else would you hold
it? Yeah.
But it's actually the largest annual gathering of twins in the world. And I'm just like, are there more than one?
I'm sure maybe one
per country, but how many gathering of twins are there?
You know, you have the local ones and you have to travel a little further out.
The state chapter.
Yeah.
So yeah, they wore identical dresses when they got proposed to. They wore identical dresses and suits when they got married. And both sets of twins had long wanted to marry another set of twins.
That's great. But then, what happens? You're at the twin festival and your sister meets this guy that she's like, oh my gosh, I think he's the one. And you are standing there with the brother and you're both like, Do you then tell the sister, no, you can't marry him because we were going to marry twins?
Wow. Like what? One half doesn't. Oh, man. I mean, if they're identical and your DNA is the same, so you should have similar. I actually do not understand how that works. You're identical and your DNA is the same, but you have different fingerprints because. What?
Right.
Lots of confusing things about biology and twins that I don't understand and I'm semi-envious of, and yet at the same time still like, nah, don't know about the marrying twins thing. But this became a sort of, I won't say a big thing. They did end up, you know, making this into a TLC special. Mm. So this will be on TV, I think, next year. It will air for an hour-long special in early 2019, which, again, when I first heard it, I was like, this is a Hallmark movie. It is. It's TLC. I'm close enough. Hallmark, TLC, similar feelings of, oh, and also really, for me at least, lots of feelings of, I'm not one of those people who loves Hallmark films. I'm just like, why? But why? But yeah, also, this is not the first time that twins have married identical twins.
No, I've heard about it before.
I've heard about, like, the one I've heard about is where the children got married and then their parents got married. Like, you married your son-in-law's father or something. I'd heard of that. And I was like, okay. But twins marrying twins.
You know, when I was little, I couldn't always tell my aunts apart, even though as I got older, it was very obvious they weren't that similar as I got older. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the wedding picture right now. And, you know, they're wearing the same dress. They have the same.
Right.
The guys are the same. I'm just thinking about the future children who are going to be so confused.
No, and it gets even, again, I'm going with stranger. I can't think of another word for this. They plan to live together in the same house. And yeah. Brittany pointed out that when they have children, her
this
and Josh's children
thing.
Will be genetic siblings to Brianna and Jeremy's children.
Yes, because isn't that crazy?
And I'm just like, I mean, from what I remember of biology, yes, I think you're correct, but also what? Right. Wait a minute, what the heck? Because you get half your DNA from each parent, and so you technically are like always about half the same DNA as your siblings, unless in this case you're an identical twin, in which case you're full DNA. But it's just like, I don't know that, hey, the cousins are actually siblings should ever occur out of like a redneck hillbilly stereotype.
It's
just like, that is a strange statement to make.
Yeah.
And it's like everything about this, well, I mean, they got married at the Twins Day Festival, but they got married by twin ministers. The ceremony was called Twice Upon a Time. You saw this like walking down of all the guests who were all twins and of course wearing identical clothing. And I'm just like, I kind of actually feel bad for like fraternal twins at this Twins Day Festival. Right. You get kind of like ignored.
Do you feel jealous? Even though you're wearing the same outfit, you're still like,
Well, kind of. I wonder if fraternal twins even do wear the same outfits, because I get that the identical twins would, because
I mean, I suppose sometimes they might, but
I'm now wondering if any of the Escape to Witch Mountains and or Double Mint commercials were ever filmed at this festival. And if not, I feel like somebody completely missed out on a great opportunity there. Like, all your extras were just already in costume.
Right.
What were you doing? But yeah, no, this has also happened at this, this happened, I'm not sure, on the same day or just this year, in Michigan. Identical twins Chrissy and Cassie married Zach and Nick. So at least of the four sets of twins, one of them does not start with the same letter. One out of four, 25%, do not start with the same, although they both end with CK, so maybe,
yeah,
maybe the parents were like, we're not gonna start the same, we're gonna end the same. Oh man, I don't even know, like, all sorts of strange thoughts going through my head. Twins and
yeah, I'm still fascinated by the whole genetic portion of it. I'm also fascinated by the fact that twins found each other to marry each other, and
both of twins, that was their goal,
right,
was to marry identical set of twins, which on the one hand, I feel like your like requirements for your future spouse were uber specific there. Like, that's a little too much. Like, you know, people talk about the list.
It's hard enough to find a spouse.
But right. I'm like, that's, your list only has like one thing on it, and yet that one thing is so incredibly specific. It's like, you could have been searching for a while. Like,
I don't want to be cynical or snarky. I mean, I wish them all the luck. I really do. I worry, like, what happens if one set stops getting along, or what happens if you find yourself weirdly attracted to the, I don't know. There's so many things.
Well, now I'm thinking of the story we did on a previous episode about the female duck with the 76 ducklings.
Aww.
And how part of the reason that happens is because the ducklings can't tell their mothers apart.
Right.
And I'm wondering now for the children who are genetic siblings, it's like, if you know, unless you decide like, I'm going to have short hair, well, I'm going to have long hair. Would your children not get confused, at least in like their early years, of which one
you
is their actual
You see videos
parent?
Of babies where like they hand the biological baby father parent hands them to the twin, and the baby's like,
"What?
Wait a minute!
This is a weird Twilight Zone happening. What's going on here?"
Sometimes they cry, and who can blame them?
And now I'm also wondering, like, will any of the children feel like inadequate if they're not twins?
Right.
Like, if you just have single children, are the children going to be like, well, my parents are twins and my parents...
Oh, and what if one set has twins and the other one has a singleton? Then right. The single kid's like, oh man, I'm a total like ninth wheel.
Exactly. Like, I'm the strange redheaded stepchild that nobody loves. Like, I'm a lot of questions here, but most importantly, I'm just like, again, I don't have the twin bond. Someone please explain the twin bond to me, because I'm just like, is that really that strong for twins to the, like, I need to marry identical twins?
I'm looking at pictures from the Twins Festival, and there's triplets, identical triplets with identical triplets on their shoulders. I'm really hoping these three aren't couples, and that they just posed for the picture because it was, you know, nice symmetry. But
I now want to, like, almost contact the festival and be like, how often has this happened?
Yeah.
What is, like, your, you know, percentage of twins hooking up with twins and triplets hooking up with triplets at your festival? I don't even know if you would have statistics on that, but I would really like to know, like, what the percentage is of that happening. It's just mind-boggling.
I agree.
I will be watching in both, like, horror and fascination when the special airs on TLC next year.
Yep, bring out, like, break out the popcorn.
Mouth open the whole time.
We might be live tweeting it.
We might. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I can't remember if it was on this podcast or another podcast where you and I talked about just strange holidays out of nowhere. Oh, but like things that happen.
Yeah.
I don't remember what holiday question. It was.
We spend way too much time in the studio together. I don't even know what show that was.
We do.
Not that I'm saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying for remembering where we talked about something.
Yeah. It was, was it National Ice Cream Day?
And yeah, probably.
I ate ice cream even though I
that
didn't know
that was social
it.
Media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm on the one hand happy that I didn't know this on the day of, and on the other hand super upset in that just recently August 8th was International Cat Day.
I thought about you. I should have told you.
Right? You don't tell me about the 7-Eleven day. You don't
Well, I didn't know you were, you know, I know you like cats.
Yeah, I do. Again, I'm the only person in my family who does. Everyone else likes dogs. So, I've never had a to be fair, my mother never let my sister have a dog either. We never had any pets that didn't belong in, like, you know, cages or aquariums.
Aww.
And those didn't last long either, so no, well, we're not very good with pets. But I want a cat so bad, and I'm very upset that there's not like a cat cafe anywhere near me, so I could have gone on this International Cat Day. I didn't even know what was happening. And
maybe you need to open your own cat cafe. That way you could always be surrounded by cats. You wouldn't even have to like have one.
Although now watch, like, I wouldn't know because I've never had one, but watch, I'd be like allergic.
Probably.
I've been around cats and not like felt any allergic, but if I had like a cafe full of them, it'd probably be like, you have in a small amount, and if you get it big enough, you cross that threshold and just misery. I'm like, but kitty.
It's hard enough taking cleaning up after my two dogs. I can't imagine cleaning an entire cat cafe. That is a lot of dander.
Well, oh yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
I'd have to get the non-shedding cats. Are there not, besides the creepy naked ones, are there non-shedding cats?
I don't know that there are.
Short hairs, do they shed?
I think all cats shed.
Oh, well, then I'm just going to bite the bullet and get a Maine Coon.
Yeah.
Because they're big and fluffy and they want to cuddle.
They're huge.
They are. But so it seems like, and I'm sure this is probably every week you could have this, but it seems like there was sort of a cluster of really random holidays, because the 8th was International Cat Day, the 12th was World Elephant Day,
mm-hmm.
and I saw several pictures of like cute baby elephants, and it's one of those things where I'm like, you are a large enough animal that you shouldn't be cute, and
oh, they're so cute.
They were like bathing, and I was just like, oh, well, I want to cuddle, except you could easily like crush my foot. So
have
no.
you seen that video of the elephant who is trying to cuddle with the caretaker? They're wearing rain gear because they're in kind of a muddy area, and the elephant just keeps tackling them.
Oh, the person. Is it a baby?
Yeah, it's
okay.
A baby.
Oh, it's
like but they're still big, you know, and she, he, it wants to snuggle. It's so cute.
I did see the picture of the newly born baby rhino from whatever zoo, and I was just like, oh, again, you are big enough, and I can see from the, you know, you have your baby teeth of horns.
Right.
You will obviously at one point be very dangerous.
And they come out like, what, 20, 50 pounds? I don't even know how many pounds.
Yeah, like, it's not like I can carry you cute, but still very cute.
Yes.
But then August 13th was Left-Handers Day.
I knew all of these. All of these popped up on my social media.
And Sarah doesn't tell me anything.
I apparently need to be in contact with Stacey on a daily basis to tell her what the holidays are.
Yes. I will actually post on our social media a link to a thing that does all the holidays so I can keep track for myself and the listeners can keep track
as well.
You know,
last time we talked about this, I did give you a site to go look at. This is not my fault.
It's still Sarah's fault. She didn't tell me about International Cat Day. Nothing can make that better. But no, so I find this very interesting. My mother was actually born left-handed and then made to switch because that's what happened a lot at that time.
Yes.
So now she can't really remember how to do too much left-handed. She actually thought I would be left-handed because I guess when I was a young child, I did a lot of things with my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably just through like self peer pressure made myself switch to the right. Or if it would have been like in preschool and we were using scissors and there wasn't a left-handed scissor, I've been like, well, screw that. These are complicated. I'm using the right hand for everything. So I really can't use my left hand and I'm sad about that.
Wow.
But to celebrate Left-Handers Day, Oreo actually made a limited edition left-handed Oreo package.
There are so many Oreos out there in the world these days. It's amazing.
Well, I'm amazed at this for two things. One, they sent a free package of the cookies to all the residents of Left-Hand, West Virginia. And I'm just like, why do I not live in a strange, celebrated, strange day town?
Nobody ever send me free packages of Oreos.
Or where is, like, you know, is there a Catsville, California? If so, someone let me know about that so I can start, you know, my plans to move there very quickly.
You need to move to that town that has the all animal
or the cute animals, California. Yeah, well. Somewhere. I need to move somewhere with the cute animals that I can just cuddle all the time. Is there a Cuddle California? I can you tell I kind of don't want to leave California, but I need find the funny names of California.
But I like
that
you've gone with alliteration on all of them. Catsville, California, Cute Animal California, Cuddleville, California.
Yes. Just I'm sure there's alliteration in Arkansas or something. Just go. But the thing that throws me off about the Oreo package is I'm like, can't you just turn it around?
That's what I was just thinking.
Like, these are not like, you know, notebooks, since we, in English, write from left to right. So you're always going to have the pen smudging problem. Or, like, finding right-handed scissors can be hard. Or using a mouse. I know there's a way for modern mouses to switch the buttons so your left and right ones can do whatever and put it on the left-hand side. But I'm just like, you can easily just turn the package upside down, right? Is this a really?
Right, don't you just, like, okay, I'm picturing opening it with my right hand to the right.
Right.
If I'm left-handed, wouldn't I just flip it lengthwise and open it with my left to the left?
Has there anyone who's really upset about, like, what, I guess the name maybe would be upside down or something? Like, I can't even picture why you would feel the need
to have
a special...
Left-handers, if this has been upsetting to you for years, I'm so sorry. I just, this is our right-handed privilege. We just don't even know.
I really have no, like, I have started, and I've done this now for a couple of years when I remember, to brush my teeth with my left hand.
Hmm.
Because I read something about, you know, using your non-dominant hand to, like, switch your brain function because your brain hemispheres are opposite.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. Biology, I don't remember too much about biology. It was confusing enough the first time. But I found it very interesting in looking through all the stuff for Left-Handed Day, all the very famous left-handers
mm-hmm.
that there are. And there's some, like, super interesting people. So, like, Leonardo da Vinci, very famous left-handed. And, you know, can you really top Leonardo da Vinci in regards to, like, creativity? It's like, yes, I must use my left hand for everything now if it'll get me to be like da Vinci. It probably won't, but
worth a shot.
There was also Michelangelo, Pablo Picasso, Napoleon, and Gandhi. And then, like, among scientists, there was Benjamin Franklin, Einstein, Madame Curie, Alan Turing. And then amongst presidents, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama are all left-handed.
Actually a pretty, I don't know.
Solid list.
It's a solid. I'm wondering what the percentage of left-handers in the world are and how that compares to the percentage of presidents.
So I believe, in looking this up, research shows that about 10 to 15% of the world is left-handed.
Okay.
Which would explain why, again, there's not a lot of left-handed products easily found.
45 presidents, and you just listed off.
Are you looking up, like, how many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So a little over 10% on the, maybe 15%. I'm not doing the math quickly.
Right. Yeah, but Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg are all left-handed. I'm just like, look, I know just percentage-wise that there's also got to be a huge number of really successful, awesome right-handed people.
Right.
But I am super pissed now at the end of this that I'm not, like, at least ambidextrous. It's like, what the heck? I could have been so much more awesome if I used my left hand, evidently. Also, why aren't we ambidextrous? Wouldn't that have been, like, the best way to do society?
Evolutionary
outcome. Well, just we all learn to use our both hands, like right hands for some things, left hands for other things. which I don't think you do except for like playing guitar. One of them struts and the other one something's out of play
piano.
Guitar. Well, piano, they're both passing keys. It's just one does chords and the other one does all the flurry stuff.
Well, no, it really depends on what you're playing. I mean,
I don't play almost anything. So clearly I don't quite know. I only took basic piano. So I got to the left hand does chords, right hand does
right. That's when I stopped piano because I couldn't make my hands do different things. But
exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot more that the left hand gets to do on piano.
But why isn't there anything that's like equal hands? Is there anything?
There probably is. I just don't know off the top of my head.
I really cannot think of anything off the top of my head.
What I'm fascinated by in this, in your musicians list, is Paul McCartney, which I knew. I'm a huge Beatles fan, but I didn't realize Ringo. I mean, Paul's obvious because he played his guitar so that it was opposite of the other two. You know, he played it. He played it left-handed.
See, and I always thought it was just because it was a different guitar.
Well, he did play bass, but usually, he flipped it over. I did not realize Ringo was left-handed.
Me neither. And I guess you wouldn't. Maybe drums. Drums would be a good thing for that. Although I do think one of them is doing the more, I don't know anything about drums. So I'm going to call it chord and flurry of beats.
And the way that Ringo held his drumsticks, or the way drummers held their drumsticks then, is different from the way they hold them now. Because they held see, now I'm wondering, because my dad played drums. And he held the one in the left hand sideways while the one in the right hand was straight. And so I wonder if Ringo switched those.
How interesting, because I've seen where people hold them both straight, but they cross their arms.
I think that depends on where you're playing. But now more drummers hold them both straight and play. But
But the musicians one, the scientist one, but also the musicians ones really makes me feel like I really have no creativity whatsoever because I'm right-handed. Because the musicians list is great. There's Beethoven and Mozart, Cole Porter, Judy Garland, Lou Rawls, Jimi Hendrix, which I already knew that because he actually did also do the turning his guitar upside down thing. Mm-hmm. Natalie Cole, Kurt Cobain, Bob Dylan, David Bowie, George Michael, Sting, Lady Gaga, Phil Collins, and Eminem. And there's actually more, but I cut them off the list if I didn't actually know who they were. So I was just like, what I want to kind of like, and I've never thankfully had this, and I actually don't want to, but I almost wished, like, as a child I had broken my arm or something, so would have had to need to use like my left hand for school, and then could have learned it much more easily by like necessity and not have to put myself through it, because if I have to put myself through it, it probably is not gonna happen.
My sister broke her arm when she was about 5 and she was in traction for weeks, I don't remember how long, and she learned to write with her toes, but then once she healed and stopped, then she could no longer, you know, you mm-hmm. use it or lose it, and she stopped using it.
Oh, I feel it's Sarah's fault for not telling me about International Cat Day, and it is, I'm going to go with whoever made my mother switch left hand to right hand's fault for me not being creative. It's not my fault at all. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that.
I'm sure there should probably be a It's Not My Fault Day.
I need to go is.
And just change that to be Stacy Day.
Wow.
It's Not My Fault Day is also known amongst my close associates as Stacy Day.
Stacy Day.
Oh, man, I'm off. And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast.